I really don't want to make jokes about him because it really does seem like very obvious that this guy has a problem. It's just been going on for so long. He's kind of refused to get, you know, it seems like the help he needs, that he opens himself up to so much criticism and jokes, you know? I mean, this has been going on for, he got his first DWI in what, Adam? Like 2012?
Yeah, 2012.
I mean, 8 years in the making now, and I mean, in the beginning, he was like a young guy and kind of understood it. Now he's had a lot of time to make changes in his life. And on top of that, just the way that he talks on social media and how he's always kind of trying to be this, like, role model for everybody, and it opens himself up to a lot of criticism when stuff happens.
So, I mean, John is, he's been through this before, we've been through this before, and I'm not singling you out, we've all done it, because I've done it probably 10 times already. How many stories have you written about John Jones seems like he might have turned the corner?
Honestly, man, not that many. I don't feel like, okay, I have written that many that he's turned the corner. I think I've written, you know, that, hey, he's you know, at least he's staying active, he stayed out of trouble, and his reputation is sort of not changing, because he'll always have this reputation of a guy who had everything and then had all these things, you know, really impact his career. But, you know, I wrote the stories that it seemed like at least he had gotten it to the point where he was active, that he was doing the right thing in terms of, you know, throwing himself into his work and fighting consistently, as the fights were a little bit lackluster, but he was still winning them. And, you know, that in turn, by doing that he would help, you know, reestablish his image and his legacy and all that. So, I mean, I have some of those stories, but I think, Adam, I mean, did any of us really truly think that John Jones had completely changed his colors from before? I mean, this guy, he likes to party, man, and he'll even kind of admit that, you know, in certain settings. If you get him talking enough, he'll still say that stuff. It's not that there's anything wrong with enjoying yourself, but this party lifestyle and this substance lifestyle of John, I mean, I never really got the sense that was just completely gone. No.
Brett Okamoto from ESPN. Well, that was the next question. Like, did you ever truly believe it? And I guess the answer would be no. But what is the UFC's reaction going to be now?
Not much, I don't think. You know, I mean, you look at what he's being charged with. I mean, he wasn't driving the car. He did say, according to the police report, that, you know, obviously he had driven the car to where he was, but he was sitting there idle, and that he presumably would have been driving the car afterwards. But, you know, he's sitting there, and they heard a gunshot. They found a gun in his car, but no one was injured in it. You know, there was an open container. I mean, these are all bad things, obviously. These are things that should not be doing. But you look these up in New Mexico, and these are misdemeanors. And we've seen, you know, in the past that, unless something were to happen where this guy is going to be unavailable to fight for a long time because he can't get a license from an athletic commission, which I don't think this would prevent that, or he's going to be in jail, which I don't think that's going to happen either, then, you know, the UFC is going to say, hey, you know, this guy's an adult. He's going to go through the court system. I mean, we've done this. We know the script about this. I mean, we can play it out already. The only time that the UFC really stripped John Jones was when he was in such crazy trouble that he was on a felony hit and run, and he basically said he couldn't fight. But if you, even back then when he got the felony hit and run, they flew down there to Albuquerque, were sitting in the courtroom with him. It was, you know, Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta, the owner at the time, and I think that they went down there to show him support, but also to give an assessment of whether or not the guy could continue to fight as all that was going on. I mean, they're willing to sort of look the other way, I guess is how you have to say it. They're willing to say he can go through the punishment process on the legal side, but in terms of the competitive side, you know, this guy's our champion, and if he is capable to fight and able to fight, then we're going to put him in there. I mean, that's sort of the message that they've sent in the past.